Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program you are about to listen is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Akshara Manamalai, presented by Sri Machur Venkatraman. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
You can see in Sri Ramakrishna's life, at a particular stage of his spiritual life, his whole body was on fire. In Dakshineshwar, he had many gurus. They all tried many medicines, but nothing worked. Then one day, one lady came. Her name, she was a tantric lady, Bhairavi Brahmani. When she came, Ramakrishna had an intuition. He told his nephew, Hriday, he said, go and bring her here. She has come here, instructed by Divine Mother to treat me. So she came and she gave some remedy and the whole problem disappeared. But for Bhagavan, there was no outer guru, no outer master. See, Bhagavan himself expressed it once. When Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni, that great austere person, he had some spiritual experience and his whole body was burning. He was remaining in one cave, not in Virupaksha cave, another cave in the hill. And he sent one of his disciples to Bhagavan and said, please ask Bhagavan what I should do. Then Bhagavan went and gave him some remedy. And instantly the whole, that heat in the body disappeared. And while returning back, some devotee was with Bhagavan. I don't remember who that devotee was. Bhagavan was expressing, telling the devotee, Ivalukkala yaro irukka. Namakku yaru irunda. Bhagavan was telling, for these people, there is someone to prescribe some remedy. But for me, there was no one. But he had the greatest master, Arunachala. So when he came here, his body was all full of that heat, burning. Actually, the fire has spread out. His body was getting, disappearing. So when he came to Thiruvannamalai, he embraced that Arunachaleshwara lingam. Bhagavan said mysteriously, that very moment, the fire disappeared. That is why, remembering this, in Aksharmanamalai, Bhagavan says, Shera yenin mei neer, not that. Nin eri erittanai, neerakkidum mun, nin arul malai poli Arunachalam. Nin eri, before your fire burns me to ashes, and make me dissolve in that, please pour forth the rain of your grace. Actually, it happened. Bhagavan embraced the lingam and came out, and there was a downpour. Nin arul malai, poli Arunachala. The rain of grace was there, and Arunachala was receiving his child. See, Bhagavan, see, in the physical plane there is bhakti. The moment you come to the body-mind level, you feel you are Ishvara's child. Bhagavan never expressed that attitude. Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, you always used to say, in that samadhi state, you are one with the truth. The moment you come to body-mind, you should have some bhava as dasa or brithya or something like that. Bhagavan never expressed it. But you can see, in his songs he says, I am your dasa. In the, when Arunachala was taken as pradakshina, Suri Nagama writes, when they came to ashram, they did arati and brought that arati inside. Bhagavan just touched it and said, Appavukku pillai adakkam. He said, this son is, you know, beholden to father. I am your son. So that freedom was there. So Bhagavan had that bhava. The moment he came and embraced the lingam, that whole body heat became cool. And then he was in Arunachalam. See, Bhagavan used to say, taking bhiksha in that streets, I used to feel I am an emperor. All devotees will be waiting to give bhiksha to Swami. He will just take bhiksha in his hand, eat it, and clean his hand in the head. Yes, just wipe his hand in the head itself. And Bhagavan said, all many devotees who used to have great devotion to me, they will be watching, they will be around. But I felt I am an emperor. I am a great king, great ruler, monarch. And he said, in ashram, everybody is serving me. I feel I am a slave here. There I felt in that absolute freedom, taking bhiksha and eating. See, another saint in Trivannamalai, Guhai Namashivayar, he said, Mannala petridinum vendain, Vanavarallam paniya vinnala petridinum vendain. I don't want to become a king in this world, the entire world. I don't want even to be a king of devas, where all the devas will worship me. Then what do you want? He said, Kannalanam Shonagiri Pittanar Sannadiki. In two ways he expresses. One place he says, Pichayundu Vaalapperin. I will beg. In this Arunachala, I will beg and eat. And he says, I will beg and eat kanji without salt. I don't want to translate that kanji. That kool. Kool undru uppili kool undu vaalapperin. That porridge, it's all different thing. Uppili kool undu vaalapperin. Bhagavan says, I will take kool without salt. In Trivannamalai, that is much greater to me than becoming a monarch to the entire world. So that was his bhava. So he had that. He came to Arunachala and he looked at Arunachala. Even later in ashram also, that old meditation hall, old hall. In ashram we used to call it old hall. Outside it, you can see in the video also, Bhagavan sitting in his couch. Bhagavan's devotees used to say, we will be praying that Bhagavan should look at us. Because the moment his vision falls on Arunachala, he will be lost. Now you cannot see Arunachala there, because all trees have come. About 15 years back, there were no trees and the entire mountain was almost, as Bhagavan expresses in Aksharamanamala, naked. Nakkanai nindranai. So the mountain was very naked at that time, without any trees, without any plant. So that had its own beauty that time. That had a different kind of beauty. So there you can see, from Bhagavan's room you could see Arunachala there. So when the moment his eyes falls on Arunachala, he will be lost. So devotees, it is very cruel to pray like that, but they used to pray that Bhagavan should not look at Arunachala. Because, and the beauty is, when the moment he looks at it, the body will become still. Otherwise, his head will be always shaking. In that state, that Annamalai Swami has written, sometimes he will be like still like a statue. Even after coming to ashram, there were few occasions where we had to blow a conch in his ears to wake him up. So that state, the moment he came to Arunachala, he was in that state, absolutely free, moving here and there. First few days, you know, in Patala Lingam and in the temple also, even without a loin cloth, he was moving. You see in the photo, he is wearing a loin cloth. But in the former days, that was also not there. Then one priest in the temple, he said, Swami, you should not move like this. You should wear a loin cloth. Then after that, Bhagavan started wearing. Later on, one devotee asked, Bhagavan, you are only wearing a loin cloth. No. Bhagavan said, yes, what to do? The society demands it. He said, you are only wearing. He wanted Bhagavan to wear something more. Bhagavan said, what to do? The society demands it. The world wants it. I don't want even that. And that too, he had only single loincloth. See the fullness of that inner experience. Nothing outside. Whole. Only a single loincloth. And that too became torn. When he was in the mountain, he took one thread from that loincloth and one thorn from the hill, used it as a needle and stitched it and again wore it. Devotees have sung on this incident. In that state, he says, Kurai ondrum illai. In one pathigam, Bhagavan says, Annamalayai adiye nai anda andre, avi udal kondai, yanakor kurayundo, kurayum gunamum niyallal enne nivatrai, en uire ennam yadu adishaivai, kanne undan kalalinayil kadal perukke taruvaye. The song contains, the song you hear, you know, it's like a balloon. Just as a balloon is filled with air, these words are filled with tons of love. He says, Arunachala, you came to me and caught hold of me, made me surrender. Actually, we use the word surrender. In Tamil, there is a more beautiful word, Tadutthu Aatkolal. It is not surrender, it is making you surrender. See, even to do surrender, you need a person. So you are not surrendering. It is Ishwara's grace which overpowers you and makes you feel the experience of surrender. That too, God doesn't want you to know that it is He who is doing. He wants you to feel that you have surrendered. Ishwara wants to make you feel that you have surrendered. So even to feel that I have surrendered is an ego. So Bhagavan says, you made me surrender. You took hold of my body and mind. The moment you took away my body and mind, I became full. Usually, all the problems comes out of body and mind. Bhagavan said, if some disease comes to the body, you have to tell a disease has occurred to the disease. The body itself is a disease because it puts limitation on you. You are the boundless infinite truth. The moment you lose body in deep sleep, you just recollect that state. The moment the body is not there, how do you feel it? In deep sleep, how do you feel it? Full. So, in waking state, Jagrat Sushupti. Arunachala took away Bhagavan's body and mind. Then Bhagavan said, the moment I lost my body, I lost my mind, that very moment I became full, all-pervading. Kurai edum illai. Now even if some lacking is seen in the body or mind, that is also yours. It is not mine. And in that fullness, without a loin cloth, he had one small kerchief. And you know, there are hundreds of holes in it. In our tradition, Vedic tradition, the king of gods is Indra. And Indra has one name. His name is Sahasraksha. Sahasraksha means a person with 1,000 eyes. So Muruganar Swami, the great devotee of Bhagavan, he sang about Bhagavan that Sahasraksha, the person with 1,000 eyes, that God with 1,000 eyes came in the form of that kerchief to serve. Because all holes. And Bhagavan used that kerchief to clean his body and kept it hidden in a rock. Then one cowherd boy, he saw Bhagavan doing it. He was teasing Bhagavan. He said, Swami, and in that time, British period, governor was the highest position. That boy said, Swami, governor is coming to Trivannamalai to see your kerchief. Will you show him that? Bhagavan said, I will not give it to him. So that fullness, that wholeness, you know, with all external benefits, comforts, we are still having a begging bowl within us. Our mind is the greatest begging bowl. Physically, you have everything and inwardly you are carrying a begging bowl. While Bhagavan carried a begging bowl in his hand, but inwardly he says, I was a chakravarti, a monarch. Uru kudai nidar kove. The word that he used is chatrapati. Chatrapati means that umbrella which they will have in the king's throne, great emperor's throne. Like that Bhagavan says, there is only one umbrella and I am under it. Oru kudai nidar kove. The moment you realize the truth, you are an emperor. Na kanchana namitum icchati swarajye abhishiktaha. He becomes abhishikta. He becomes established in that throne of absolute sovereignty. So in that state, Bhagavan lived in many places, in temple, in the Ilupai Maram. After coming to Arunachala, he lived for some days here and there. People found him mad. Bhagavan himself accepted it. He said in Aksharamanamale, I am mad. I was mad. Paithiyam patri payanarum yanakkun padamurum arumarundu arulvai. Paithiyam arundal parolir aruna paruvada uruperum parane. He said, Arunachala, I have found a great medicine. See, two places. Bhagavan had two discoveries. One thing Bhagavan said, I found a great magnetic mountain. Parthanan pudumai uyir vali kanta parvatam. This magnet, as the magnet pulls the iron filings, this magnet pulls the souls wherever they are and makes them still like a mountain. And here he says, I found a medicine, a rare herb. Parthanan, I found a herb which is an antidote for insanity, for paithyam. Paithyam means madness. Paithya marundu. And paithya means what? Whoever has a mind is insane. As long as you have a mind, however great that mind is, insanity is there. You can never believe a good person also. Sometimes he is good, another time he will bark. The good person himself will become a terrible person. Because the mind is there. As long as you are carrying a mind, danger is there. Whether it is good mind or bad mind, the hope goblin is there. So Bhagavan says, you give the medicine which will, the poison to this fellow inside. Let him disappear. So paithiyam patri. I had the worldly people have paithiyam. Ramakrishna, so when he was weeping, he said, people called him mad. He said, I am mad. Some are mad after money, some are mad after women, some are mad after worldly achievements, worldly success. I am mad after God. If you have to sink, it is better to sink in a pool of milk, sacred water, than to sink in a pool of dung. That is his words. So Bhagavan had that madness. That intoxication. In Arunachala temple, you see that big temple? The sacred spot where Ishvara himself in form moved. First in the Patala Linga cave, merged in Samadhi. And the great sage Seshadri Swami was guarding him. One day he came out of that Patala Linga and said, there is a Swami inside, go and see. Told some other people there, devotees. When Vengatramana Mudaliyar, he told him, hey Mudali, one Swami is there inside, go and see. And they went inside. In that dark, they saw a boy, absolutely naked, merged in the self, and all his body that was all eaten by all kind of creatures. All poisonous creatures were there. So they just lifted Bhagavan. See, they just lifted him, brought him out. You just have to see that divine drama which was enacted. You have to imagine it. meditate on it, brought him out and kept him in that Subramanya temple. They didn't want to disturb Bhagwan. And they poured some milk into his mouth. It will come out. Sometimes it will go within. After some days, he slowly started walking. Inside the temple, there is a big tree, Ilupai tree. The tree just you have in the entry of the ashram. The same kind of tree. It is there inside the temple. Under that tree, he sat, and one Tamil saint came to him. He started serving him. And the main purpose here is, he started reading all the scriptures for Bhagavan to listen. And when Bhagavan listened, Bhagavan felt, they are voicing what I have already experienced. Namma kadaiyadane pesra. They are telling our story. What already I have experienced intuitively, I see that people are putting tremendous effort to attain it, tremendous sadhana to attain it. They are doing so much spiritual effort is being put to attain this state. So, it was a clarification. Bhagavan later on says, Arunachala knows that I have not read anything, so he wanted me to confirm. In Aksharamanamalai itself, Bhagavan says, without knowing I have attained, please confirm to me that what I have attained is the truth. So that was done to him there. And later on he moved to Guru Murtam, where also he was without movement, he was sitting. And even ants, his body was full of ants. Even devotees who went to see him, they could not stand there. It is about 5 kilometers away from Tiruvannamalai. You have to go and see that place. Now, it's a small samadhi where Bhagavan lived for many months, immersed in that state. There, another devotee, Payani Swami, came and served him. After that, he moved towards the mountain, remained in many places, in Pavilakundru, then at Virupaksha Cave. And in Virupaksha Cave, Aksharamanamalai was born. So the whole entire introduction is only for that. And you know, Bhagavan did not write Aksharamanamalai. That experience of Ramana Lahari that we will have continued tomorrow. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, 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 Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala. Yato mamatma bhavasi tvameva, tato na vachyam makinjitasti, yathataveshtam kurumam tathaiva, tvam atmanatham ramanam bhaja. Hara namah parvati pataye, hara hara mahadev.